Hi, this is a dictation for patient Angela Calvin, ANGELACLVIN, date of services 5/5/2000. Oh, sorry, date of service is 6/11/2025. Date of birth is 10/1/1969. Date of accident is 12/26/2024. Angela Calvin is here for follow-up evaluation after her accident, where she was a restaurant driver. First, she was hit T-bone on a driver's side, and then her car hit a pole on a T-bone passenger side. This impact destroyed her car, and she started having various pain syndrome, beginning with the headaches, DBI symptoms, dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, blurred vision, and pain syndrome affecting her face, left side face, neck pain, lower back pain, and the numbness, tingling, shooting to the left arm all the way, as well as motor weakness, and shooting pain to the left leg posteriorly in S1S2 dermatome fashion, affecting the foot and the toes. The speech was slurry. She was at the hospital at the night of December 26th when this accident happened, and at St. John Hospital. She was passing out. An MRI that was ordered for her neurocont showed that all the volumes of the various parts of the brain are completely normal, and the MRI was found to be completely normal without any evidence of neurocont. So further treatment has not been ordered for this patient. The patient today reports that her pain in the neck is around 7, lower back pain is 9. There is a much less shooting pain, but only up to the left upper arm, up to the elbow, and shooting pain to both buttocks posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, but it stops by the crease of the buttock. No motor weakness is reported by the patient in the legs. Mild weakness is reported in the left arm. She says the lower back pain is actually comes and goes, but when it comes, it is very severe, like 9, and when it is not there, it is not there. Sometimes activity, exercise brings those pains up. She sleeps for 4 hours. There's a lot of, she has no panic and anxiety, no depression at this time. Whereas the pain is varying from 5 to 8. ADLs are affected 5. The patient reports 80% improvement in the pain. Please review the records for ADLs, for system review, for the additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and a compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 121 over 70 pulses, 65 pulse oxes, 100. The rest of the exam comes from the previous visit of 5/5/2025, dictation number 0507-017. The plan is as follows. The patient is provided medications after reviewing her maps, and the previous labs. She's provided with a order for physical therapy to continue in the neck, mid back, lower back, to the tune of 3 times per week with traction, massage, aquatherapy. Chiropractic treatment is ordered, which is perfectly fine, as well as the patient remains off work, and a housework replacement and a transportation has been ordered. Patient was provided with the medications, which are Mobic 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex was provided 20 milligram 2 times a day for stomach protection. Tylenol, codeine, 60 tablets are provided, 1 pill 2 times a day for pain relief. Xanax is provided, 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety and sleep help. Neurontin is provided for neuropathic pains relief, 600 milligram twice a day. Lunesta is provided 1 milligram at night for sleep help. Medigesic is provided for headaches, and lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. The patient is otherwise quite stable, and he has had the MRI that have been discussed with her. and are being patients being advised about them. She has been found to have a bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7, and a herniated disc at C7-T1, which may require one or two epidural injections to the cervical spine to bring some relief. In the lumbar spine, patient has a bulging disc at L4, L5, and L5-S1. Bulging disc at L4, L5, indenting both L4, L5 nerve roots, but there is no disc herniation at L5-S1. There is also a mild to moderate L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 facetal ligamentous hypertrophy, which could be additional cause of pain. The patient was advised that she may benefit from 3 to 4 injections of epidural injection to the lumbar spine with steroid, as well as facet joint injection to the area which are involved. The patient is going to make up her mind and will be discussing her for these injections. Thank you.